Ask you, what's up, if you're feeling green and so confident?
Mama, when only shares your skin with multivitamins.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News. FM News.
Tonse alliance cracks deepen. Fred Membe decries political harassment of Archbishop Dr. Ali Kibanda. In international news, plot to kill Burkina Faso leader foiled, says junta. And in sports, Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Broos has shrugged off the criticism.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trattis. The Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, has officially withdrawn from the Tonse Alliance with immediate effect. In a letter dated January 7, 2026, and addressed to Tonse Alliance Vice Chairperson, Professor Danny Pole, PEP President Sean Tembo says the decision follows months of internal disagreements within the alliance. Mr. Tembo explains that constant squabbles, bickering, and procrastination among senior members have undermined public confidence in the alliance and its member parties. He says with only about 7 months remaining before the general election, PEP has chosen to prioritize focus, certainty, and resoluteness instead of continued internal disputes. Mr. Tembo notes that PEP was among the founding members of the Tonse Alliance in June 2024 and played a key role in coining its name and designing its logo, making the decision to withdraw a difficult one. Despite the withdrawal, Mr. Tembo has expressed gratitude to the Alliance, its leadership and members, including the late former President Edgar Lungu, for the trust placed in him when he served as Tonse Alliance spokesperson and chairperson of the disciplinary committee. He adds that PEP will continue to regard the Tonse Alliance as a partner in the shared goal of delivering a better Zambia. Earlier, Dr. Pole announced that PF party led by Given Luinda was no longer a member of the Tonse Alliance. The withdrawal marks a significant development within the opposition alliance as the country moves closer to the 2026 general elections. Opposition Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has described the recent summoning and probing of Archbishop Ali Kibanda by the Drug Enforcement Commission as a clear case of political harassment. Speaking on the Power FM political podcast, on the Power FM political podcast, the opposition leader has condemned the move against the clergy, stating that actions are calculated moves intended not only to humiliate and silence his voice, but also reduce his influence ahead of the August 13th elections. He argued that by framing a dishonest narrative around the cleric, authorities are attempting to erode his credibility so that the public no longer believes his messages. Dr. Membe further criticized the disparity in how the law is applied, claiming that if similar insults were directed at the president, arrests would follow immediately.
There's nowhere where Ali Kibanda is implicated in stealing a vehicle. How do we interpret that? It's a harassment. It's an attempt to humiliate him. And that humiliation is intended for special purpose. It's not humiliation for the sake of it. They are trying to reduce his capacity to influence events in this country, political events. especially those leading to the August 13 elections. They want to silence him. They want to reduce his credibility so that when he speaks, nobody believes him. He is seen to be a thief, a crooked man, a dishonest cleric. That's what is intended for. Is that fair? Certainly not. Is that just? Certainly not. Is that the way we should go? Certainly not. But they don't care. And it's not the first time they're attempting to humiliate Archbishop Ali Kibanda. They have called him Lucifer with impunity. If somebody had called Mr. Hichilema a Lucifer, they would have been arrested. So it's political harassment.
Economist Luvinda Habasoka has called on government to permanently remove street vendors from the country's city centres. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Habasoka expressed concern over the declining levels of cleanliness and order in public spaces. He says street vending undermines the formal economy and makes it difficult for local authorities to maintain hygiene standards. Dr. Habasoka has urged government to implement a total ban on the practice and ensure that all traders are moved to designated market areas.
We can make trading places for our people. Let's make for them clean, nice toilets. But selling on the street to say, no, people have to make ends meet, I think that's not correct. The reason I don't come to Soweto market or city market, it's because it's dirty. I don't want to come to dirty. So what I do is that I always send my maid to go and look for fish, or I tell my mother to send me fish. Or the other thing that I do is I go to ShopRite and go and look if they have dry fish. I can't, because it's dirty, I can't go with dirty. You see, let's do cleanness.
Government has revised the Cash for Work program to improve its effectiveness and reach more vulnerable citizens. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Nicholas Piri says the revised program addresses challenges noted in the first phase, particularly in beneficiary selection, payment systems, and the range of activities involved. Speaking during the official opening of an orientation workshop for stakeholders on the revised Cash for Work program, Mr. Piri stated that government hopes to reach more targets under the new phase. He explained that the program will now place greater emphasis on supporting vulnerable people from poor households, with special focus on women, youth, and persons with disabilities.
The Cash for Work Phase 2 has been extended to all the districts, because now we are no longer sitting in a food deficit situation, but we are sitting in a resilience building situation, and resilience building applies across all the districts. For duplications in the names of beneficiaries, the same beneficiary receiving Cash for Work as a beneficiary over and over and over for the whole period of the program. This was not the objective of the program. The objective of the program was that as many households as are eligible ought to have benefited from the Cash for Work.
And the Director of Rural Development, Funizani Piri, says the initial phase of the program was rolled out as an emergency intervention, which limited effective coordination with local authorities. He added that the previous program had various challenges, such as the scope of work, and that has been addressed now.
We had challenges on the target date, which the revised cash flow program is trying to address. We also had the challenge on the payment system. People are complaining that after working, you are taking long to be paid. That also will be resolved. And we also had a challenge of scope of work.
In international news, copper prices have surged nearly 50% in 2025, crossing $13,000 per ton for the first time. Congo and Zambia, Africa's largest copper producers, are among the biggest beneficiaries of the rally. Supply concerns and rising demand from renewable energy and data infrastructure are fueling the boom. The windfall presents both countries with a rare opportunity to strengthen public finances and currencies. Still in international news, a plot to kill Burkina Faso's military leader, Captain Ibrahim Traoré, has been thwarted, the West African nation has announced. The sophisticated plan had been hatched by Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba, the military officer ousted by Traoré in September 2022, the security minister said in a late-night broadcast. There has been no comment from either Colonel Damiba or Ivory Coast. Since seizing power, Captain Traoré has faced at least two coup attempts and is also grappling with growing jihadist violence that has forced millions from their homes. Despite these challenges and his authoritarian reputation, the 37-year-old military leader maintains strong popular support and has gained a following across